Okay, we're continuing with a Mishnah that we saw before the break, but it really, as we'll see, is not so connected to the Mishnah. It's really a separate discussion. The two dots over here on Yudim Abayz, the Gemara quotes a phrase from the Mishnah, Chavti b'tashlume nizka. When a person is negligent in the shmira of his property and it causes damage, he's obligated to pay for the damages. So the Gemara continues on the first wide line, Chavti b'nizkoi, it doesn't say you're obligated to pay for the damage, but you're obligated to make a damage payment. It's a slight difference. It doesn't really translate properly. But chavti benizko means I'm obligated to, for the damage, or obligated to pay for the damage. So taninu l'hada tana rabbanan, we have, this is echoed as well by a braisa, tashlume nezek melamit shabayu metafim benevela. From the fact that it doesn't say chavti benizko, but rather betashlume nizko, which implies you're obligated only to pay for the difference between the dead animal, the carcass that's left over, and what it was worth beforehand. So let's say, for example, the animal was worth $200 before it was damaged. Then it gets killed by my property, and it gets run over, roadkill, right? So the carcass is worth something. You can sell it, for the meat, to an Anjou, for the fur. I don't know. The part, it's worth something. So let's say it's worth 50 now. I only have to pay 150. And who takes the nevela? The owner of the animal, the previous owner of the animal, takes the nevela. So I don't have to pay. What is the real damage that I caused? The real damage that I caused, I guess, could have been, 200, because the guy had a live animal before, and now he doesn't have his live animal anymore, and the live animal is worth 200. So we don't say I'm obligated to pay for all of the damage, I'm only obligated to pay for the difference between what it was worth before and what it's worth now. That's Teshlume Nizko, which comes to teach me that the Baal Mamatapim and Avelo, the Nizok, keeps his dead carcass, which is, a pain. If I don't own any pets, I'm not looking to own any pets, but if I did, and then someone, killed my pet, I wouldn't want to deal with the dead, let this guy handle, aside from the emotional attachment, but what do I want to deal with selling the dead animal? Let him sell it. So the Gemara tells us that is not the responsibility of the mazik, that's the responsibility of the nizak. How do we know this halacha? The Gemara is going to quote three sources, each of which is necessary. So Amar Abami, Damar Kra, one pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Makin Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. This is if a human being hits an animal, Yishalmena, he has to pay. Al Tikra Yishalmena Ayashlimena. Don't read it that he has to pay. He has to be mashlim him, which means to pay, but it implies that he has to, only pay the difference between what the animal was worth before and what it's worth now. Okay. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha. That's by if a human being damages an animal. Rav Kahana quotes a different pasuk. Parsha, this week's parshim, Tarof Yitaref, if a shomer is watching the animal and he claims that an accident occurred and it was, torn apart by a predator, Yivieu Eid, he should bring a witness that is what has occurred, Hatref Elo Yishalim. And he doesn't have to pay for the dead carcass. So, ad treifa yishalim. The Gemara is going to parse the pasuk differently. Im tarof yitareif. So, ad ha treifa yishalim. He only has to pay the difference until the value of the treifa. He doesn't have to pay for the treifa itself. Treifa yishalim. Treifa atzma lo yishalim. Who keeps that? The original owner. I only have to pay the difference. Chizki yom mehacha. Chizki quotes a different pasuk where if an animal damaged another animal. Ba'mezi alo l'nizak. Who keeps this pasuk states, is a pasuk in this week's parasha also, if my animal is a shor hamuad and it damages your animal, so then I have to pay, shor tachas hashor, v'hameis yiyelo. And the meis belongs to him, to who? Lenizak. V'chein tanin de bechizkiyah, v'hameis yiyelo, Lenizak. Who keeps it? The one who originally owned it, the one who got damaged. Ato ima Lenizak, ain't a l'mazik. No, maybe v'hameis yiyelo means the person who caused the damage. He's the one who's got to deal with the dead carcass, and I have to pay for the entire value of the animal. So Marta lo kachaya. No, that can't possibly be. My lo kachaya. Why can't that possibly be? So Amar Abai, Isa kadaitach nevelo de mazik havi. If the nevelo belonged to the mazik, just pay. Let the pasuk say you have to pay for the shor. Velishtoik va mesi alo. And obviously the carcass belongs to the one who caused the damage. So Vamesi Alo, I'm sorry, Velishtok, let it just say that. Vamesi Alo Lamali. So why does the pasuk continue? Vamesi Alo, the Mesha belong to him, Shmami no the Nizak. We see that it belongs to the Nizak and that the Mazak only has to pay the difference. Why do we need all three? Psukim Mitzricha, we need all three. Because of Rahman Makabahema Shaman, if it only is said by a person who damages someone else's property, Mishum Delo Shkicha, that's not common. About trade for the shkicha, but a shomer has an animal that gets destroyed or gets attacked by a predator. That is shkiach. So emaloi, maybe there. It's the mazik's responsibility to deal with the carcass. You should have thought of this in advance. Or you should have been aware of it, more careful. The ashmina trefa, if I would have only said we're a shomer, the animal got damaged, I didn't do anything. I wasn't active. Avamaka behema. If I damage someone else's property with biadayim, actively with my own actions, aim alone. Maybe I'm obligated to deal with the carcass, and I can't throw it on the nizak. V'yashmin and hani tardiv. I would have said these two. Hamishum de loishkikov. Hamishum de memela. This one's not common. This one I wasn't active. V'hamesi alo dishkikov v'yadayim aim alone. What if I let my animal go and cause damage? So that is common, that my animal will go and cause damage, and I am playing more of an active role, you know, than the shomer. Here I didn't guard my property properly, so maybe I would have to deal with the mazik would have to deal with the dead animal. V'yashmina v'amesi agof, I only would have said with my property went and caused damage, mishum demamona kamazik, because it's my property that's causing damage. V'alhaka the begufa mazik, emalo. Over here, well, I'm doing this, if my property causes damage, so then I don't have to deal with the carcass, that's on the nizak. What if I cause the damage myself? Or there was a shomer caused the damage because he didn't, he wasn't guarding it properly. So, hey, Maloy, Tzrichos, okay, so maybe I would have had to deal with the carcass, I can't throw it on the nizak, therefore we needed all three of these psukim. Okay. So, Amalei Rav Kahana, or Rav, at the time of the cause of Rachman of Amesi Yalo, Halav Halki, Havamina Neveo de Mazaku. So Gemara says, 1 minute, what would we have thought with all the, we had three Xeris HaKos, and we explained why we need all three, but what are they all coming to teach us? The same halacha. What's the same halacha? If my animal kills another animal, the animal was worth 200 before, it's worth 50 now, I only have to pay 150. We don't say, I keep the carcass, and I have to deal with it, and I pay him 200, which was the value of his live animal, I pay him 150, and he deals with the carcass. The Nizak has to, sell it for whatever he can get it for. So Amalei Rav Kahana L'Rav, at the time of the Kazer Rachman of Amesi Elo, if we hadn't had Xeris HaKazer, if that's the case, Halav Halki Hava Amina Neveo the Mazaku. Who would have had to deal with the carcass? The Mazik. So again, this guy's animal is worth 200. I killed the animal. My property killed the animal. I have to pay him 200, and I should have had to deal with the carcass. But 1 minute. Hashte Yisle L'Didei Kama Trefus Yehavwei. Damar Mar Yoshev L'Rabo Shavakesev Afilu Subin. So, what are you talking about? I could have paid him with carcasses. If you remember, we had a Gemara earlier, both in the Zayin Mebez and the Tes Med Aleph, that we derived from the Pasuk, Kesef, Yashiv Lebalav, Yashiv Lerabashav, Kesef Kekesef. I could pay you in pennies, certainly. Pennies is Kesef, for sure. I could even pay you in reams of paper. I could pay you in shtenders. I could pay you in chairs. Nezikin is supposed to be paid in Ametav. But if I don't have Meitav, I could pay you with whatever I have available. Commodities. I don't have to sell it. I can give you certainly change, even though it's a pain and it's not nice. Pennies is cash mamish. But even if I don't have that, I could pay you in Sidurim, I could pay you in Talasim, and then you have to go and take care of it. So even if we didn't have Xeris HaKosev that the carcass belongs to the Nizak, the Mazik has it. He could have paid that 50 with the carcass, yeah?
So we talk about it a little bit later in terms of diminishing value, but in terms of the Shama Kesef, if it's a commodity that we know of diminishing value, where do we value?
Like what?
That? So for instance, if it's talking about paying back with the carcasses, so I assume over time they'll become depreciated value.
Because
they'll get older. Back in the day, they didn't really have,
they don't lack refrigeration.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do with a million carcasses now?
Exactly. But even if it's Shama Kesef for, 100... That he needs.
Then maybe it's not even Shava Kesef because he can't sell it. Or maybe but it's probably built into the price. I mean, I don't know markets that well, but I would assume the fact that it will depreciate quickly is already built into the price. Because everybody knows whoever buys it, it's going to depreciate quickly.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying?
A little bit, but then he still has to sell, a nice amount of carcass.
Right. So then maybe already at that point, 1,000 carcasses would sell for much less. Because what am I going to do with 1,000 carcasses?
It's just like they said, they're taking the time value.
It's probably built into the price already, Okay. The fact that, what are you going to do with 1,000 of these things?
Okay.
Right.
Does it talk about anything spoiling as being able to be used for Shava Kesef? I guess that's how they...
No, again, I think it would probably be built into the price. What are you going to do with a million apples? Nothing, because who can eat a million apples and you can't sell it fast enough to do anything with it? So mm-hmm. I would presume the price is less. Okay. Even though the price of one apple might be...
More than okay.
I would assume. Okay. I would assume that would be built into the market. Okay. Yeah. So again, even if we didn't have Xerus HaKos, if the carcass belongs to the Nizak, the Mazak could just pay him in carcasses. So Didei Mi Boy, of course I could. I could pay you in a carcass that used to belong to you. If there was an animal that used to belong to the Nizak, of course I could pay you there. So Gemara says, Lo Nitzuchel Lepechas Nevela. No. The Xerus HaKos is coming to teach me that if the carcass diminishes in value in the interim, who suffers the loss? The Nizak. That's what it's coming to teach me. So for example, if at the time that my car, you know, whatever, ran over this poor, whatever, it was worth 200. Afterwards, it's worth 50. Yeah, but by the time we roll around to getting to a din Torah, it's going to be worth 10. Who suffers the loss of 50 to 10? That's on the Nizak. That's on the Nizak. That's not on the Mazik. Okay, that's what we needed the Xeris HaKosov for. The fact that I could pay you in carcasses, we don't need Xeris HaKosov. If I had, you know, if the carcass even weren't still my property, but it was worth 10, I could pay you with the carcass. It's worth 10. But what we need the Xeris HaKosov for is to teach us that immediately it's in the reshus of the Nizak, and therefore any loss in value is on the Nizak's cheshbon. All right, that's what we need the Xeris HaKosov for. That's the Gemara. But look at Tysus, little Tysus of Yaloi Nitzurcha. So Taisus Vrekta Kash from a Gemara later on. So let's turn to the Gemara later on. Daf Lamedad Lamedad. Gemara says in Daf Lamedad Lamedad. The Gemara brings this up a few times, but the Gemara finally addresses it four lines before the Mishnah. This very case, you have an animal that goes down in value from the time of the Hezek, in between the time of the Hezek and the time of the Hamadar Bedin. So let's say at the time of the Hezek it was worth 50, our example from before. Now at the time of Hamadar Bedin it's worth 10. Who has to pay? Let's say an animal was worth 200. Now after the Hezek it's worth 50, it's hobbled. And then by the time you roll around to Hamadar Bedin it's worth 10. So Gemara says the last line, five lines before the Mishnah, Ki Chayish Keshas Hamadar Bedin. If it got weaker, I only have to pay the value, the difference between what it was worth, I have to pay the value of what it was, the difference of what it was worth initially and what it's worth now. So if let's say initially it was worth 200 and now it's worth 10, I have to pay 190. Machmas Mai, you gave me the kick, one second, but why did it go down in value? Why did it go down from the time of the Hezek, it was 50, now it's worth 10. Why did it go down in value? He gave me the kikshu machlus malacha because the Nizak is the one who worked the animal, you know, he kept putting it to work even though it's got a broken leg. So lemelei at mach, you know, machashta. You did this. Why should I have to pay for it? If I need him, then I should pay. So Amar Rav Ashi, the kichsha machmas macha. No, the wound got worse and worse and worse. Now it became worth 10. So I have to pay all 190. The difference to be the amalei karna the turach kvirabe because your horn of your animal is still stuck in mine. So for example. Okay, so what's the kasha? The kasha is the following, Kibra. The Gemara, over here, what is this Gemara? Lama Dalet Amud Aleph says, if you have an animal that was originally worth 200, yeah, this is before, go down. Then after the Hezek, it's worth 50. Achar HaHezek. Then it becomes worth 10. Shas HaModah B'din. So how much does the guy have to pay? The guy has to pay the difference between this two, so he has to pay 190. That's assuming that it went down from 50 to 10 because of the wound that was initially caused. So since this, you know, my animal killed, you know, damaged it when it was worth 200, 50 was after the Hezek, but they kept getting worse and worse, more infected, more gangrene and whatever, now it's worth 10, I have to pay for it. If he makes it worse because he aggravates it and working the animal he shouldn't have, should be on disability, so then that's not my problem. I would only have to pay 150. But since it happened because of the wound, I have to pay 190. So this is kash is, but our Gemara says over here, what?
our Gemara, and Yudavidei says that if it was worth 200 before, that's our example. And then at the time of the Hezek, it's worth 150, and then it goes down to, that's the time of the Hezek. And then B'shas HaMadha B'din, I'm sorry, 50. Time of HaMadha B'din, it goes down to 10. How much do I have to pay? I don't have to pay 150. Because Pachas Nevelu and Nizak. So everybody said we see the problem, I hope.
Yeah, it's a contradiction. All right, so we have a contradiction. Agamar, the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. So Tosfos resolves the following. Look back at Tosfos Daf Yud Aleph Beis. Says Tosfos, Alpha Gav the Perek Amaniach Aminon. Kichsha Kishas Hamodah Bedin. It got weaker, so then you have to pay at the time of Hamodah Bedin, which is after the time of the Hezek. It went even further down in value. Mishum Dekarna the Turach Kfir Bei, because your horn of your animal is still stuck in mine, meaning it's still causing damage. Hasam Mishum Delo Mesa. Tosfos says, this Gemara was damaged, but the animal wasn't killed. This Gemara is where the animal was killed. Ah. V'yeshu l'ham sh'nashe tisrape v'hoch miyad ha'ilo l'meichra. Says Tosfos, here the animal is gestorben. Here's Mesa. Ah. Mesa. So you should have sold it here. Why didn't you sell it? Yeah, it went down in value to here, but you should have sold it over here. That's your problem. What are you waiting until it gets over here for? Over here we're talking about Hezek. But it's still alive. Ah. So that's what Tosfos says. And you're not going to sell it. You're going to wait for it to get better, but it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. So then the guy has to pay for the whole difference.
That's Tosfos Teretz.
So look over here. The Rush seems to echo Tosfos. Yeah, Ellie,
we're
okay.
Why can't we just say the difference between the Gemaras is that the Gemara that's Mesa, or probably what I'm saying is Mesa, is that it wasn't because of the damage done via the Mazik. It was done because I overworked the animal versus the Gemara.
Along your lines, if I overworked the animals, then that's your fault, Kuliamalo Pligi, that'll be your fault. But what you're saying is along the lines of the Ravid, who's going to distinguish in a different way, that it was not because of the injury, but because of a secondary concern. Yeah. Yeah. You could say that, and the Ravid does say that. We'll get to your point momentarily. So says the Rush over here, Ois Aleph, Upechas Nevela Lanizek Mishasha no de Loha Hezek. Therefore says the Rush, since it's because you should have sold it. What are you waiting until it gets to 10 at the time of Mother Within? You should have sold it at 50, says the Rush, just presuming I know about it. What if I don't know about it? No one even bothers to tell me. By the way, your animal was killed along, route 3. Nobody bothered to tell me. So how can I possibly sell it if nobody told me? So says the Rush, then that, decrease in value is on the Mazik, not on the Nizak. It only becomes and comes upon the Nizak, Pekas Nevela the Nizak, that the loss in value is on the Nizak after I know about it. Then I could have sold it. That makes sense. According to Tosfos, the Pekas Nevela on Nizak, Mishasha Nogalo Hezek, I should have either picked it up out of the pit and sold it and done something with it. The fact that I waited, that's on my cheshbon. So that works with Tosfos. So Tosfos and the Rush distinguish in the following way. This Gemara that Lama Dalet is talking about where it was damaged. I'm keeping it around, hopefully, hoping it'll get better. It doesn't, so the Mazik has to pay 190. Over there, it should have sold it. It was killed. So the Rush says that's assuming, it's from the time that I know about it. So we would adjust this according to the Rush, not from Mishas HaHezek, but Mishas Shenodalo. When you find out about the Hezek. Otherwise, if I don't find out about the Hezek until it gets to 10, so then I don't have to pay that decrease of value is on the Mazik, because no one bothered to tell me about it. All right. That's the Rush. The Shittim Gubetzes over here quotes from the Ravid a different answer along the lines we suggested before. About Ravid Tirets, no. Both are talking, it doesn't matter, we're not distinguishing between where one case where the animal was killed, one case where the animal was only damaged. Both cases could be where the animal was killed. About Ravid Tirets, the Hokalekala Mamer Karna the Tura Kfira Bay, or maybe both animals were damaged. The Yukra Vizila Mimela Havi. There, we're talking about that the animal got worse because the wound kept getting worse and worse and worse. That's over here. Karna de Tura Kfirbe.
This is Gemara. This is Taisus and the Rosh. That's how Taisus and the Rosh did answer this kasha. This is the Karna de Tura Kfirbe. Here, the injury keeps getting worse and worse and worse. That's how the Rebbe learns. Here, no, the value of meat dropped. No. The value. That's why it went down from 50 to 10. Why did it go down from 50 to 10? The value dropped. Here, it's because the injury got worse and worse. Ah, so the injury got worse and worse. That's on the mazik to pay. So it went down from 200 down to 10. So he has to pay all 190. Here, the mazik only caused this difference, 200 to 50. Then what happened? The value dropped. The value of meat dropped. You know, commodities go up and down in value. So the value dropped. The value dropping is not on the mazik. That's a secondary concern. That's on the nizak. Therefore, the nizak is the one who has to eat that, not the mazik. Yes, it says the Ravid. Well, Ravid tears the Hakalakalamema Karna the Tura. The Yukra Vizila Mimela Havid. The fact that it went up and down in value has nothing to do with the Mazik. Aval Hasim came into Chayhu Velo Miyukra Vizulahu. There, it's not that it went up and down in value because of the commodities market. It's because El Mitaikav Hamaka, the wound, deteriorated. Humakish, so chayev d'amalei karna d'tura. You could say you're a horn of your animal still stuck in mine, and that's why it's causing damage. Okay, so chaverim, we understand the two answers that we have over here. The Taisus and the Rosh distinguished between one case where the animal was killed and you should have sold it right away. If you didn't, even if you know the animal deteriorated on its own, that's on the nizak. That's not on the mazik because he should have sold it immediately. If he didn't sell it, that's his problem. The Gemara later on. It's talking about an animal's only damaged, so he was waiting for it to get better. So if it keeps deteriorating, that's on the mazik to pay. The Ravid distinguished between what's causing it to go up and down in value. So our Gemara is talking about where it went up and down in value because of the commodities market. So therefore, that's on the nizak. That part has nothing to do with the mazik, the fact that all meat went down in value. Or all animals went down in value. The Gemara later on is talking about where it went down in value because of the maka that was caused. So that clearly is the mazik's responsibility. Yeah, Chevron, we understand. The problem with the Ravid, though, is the following. Chevron, how do we know that if it goes down in value, according to the Ravid, that who has to pay, who has to suffer that loss? The nizak. How do we know that? We had three Gzeres HaKosuvs. That's a lot for one aloha. Pechas, Nevela, Lenizak, Gzeres HaKosuv. Why do I need a Gzeres HaKosuv for? Yeah, my animal causes damage, right? Or my car. Runovers, you know, fellows, pet, squirrel, yeah? And before it was worth 200, now it's worth 50. Then squirrels, Baruch Hashem, go down in value. Not worth too much now. Goes down in value. Now it's worth 10. Why would you have thought I should have... Why would we need a Gzeres HaKosuv to teach me that I'm off the hook, the mazik is off the hook for that? Of course the mazik is off the hook for that. The whole thing went down, nothing to do with me. If it goes down because the wound kept on deteriorating like tomorrow later on, I am chayav. Fine, that we got that. But why do I need a Gzeres? And if it goes down in value because of the commodities market, I'm off the hook. That's on the original owner of the squirrel. Animal. But why do I need a Gzeres HaKosuv to teach me that? Yukra Vizula has nothing to do with the mazik. Of course he's not responsible for that. Ever you hear the kasha? That's the problem with the Ravid. Yeah.
Could be because the mazik's one putting in this situation in the first place. Meaning, up until now it wasn't in the realm of being like something to be sold at the market as like
no, all squirrel meat went down in value. What's it to do with me?
No, but it wasn't originally squirrel meat that was alive.
You're assuming that the live animal remained the same value, it's only the carcass. Maybe let's say the whole thing went down. We finally realize squirrels are an infestation. We need to get rid of that. Yeah.
Perhaps we could say that since before the mazik did any damage to the nizak, it would have been able to be sold at a high price and the nizak would have sold it. But what happens when it gets damaged is that it's no longer really...
Not
because of the market dropping, because the mazik created a situation where the nizak's animal was no longer really marketable, and then the markets... drop the price, so now what he could have sold for 200.
He could have sold it for 200. How much are live squirrels going for now? Same price, or they also went down in value?
They're all, everything's going down.
Everything went down in value. So why is that? Why is that the problem of the mazik? I needed Jairus Hakotzim to tell me it's not my fault?
Because he could have sold it at the time for 200, and once you got it down from 250, you're going to wait it out to see if you're healthy.
That's your fault. That you bet off. You bet wrong. That has nothing to do with me. You bet on the markets wrong. People do that every day. It has nothing to do with the mazik. That's not the mazik's fault. So this kasha is dealt with by the Achronim. A famous answer over here by the Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel is Yecheskel Borstein, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Slobodka Yeshiva before the war. That was the Alta from Slobodka Yeshiva. The first Rosh Hashiva was Moshe Mordechai Epstein. After that was Yecheskel Borstein. Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, classic Yeshiva's a Sefer. So over here he has, in Simon Mem Zayin or his Beis, the following answer. He says, because we have to ask the following question, and this Hakira is found in many, many Achronim. And that is, that what is going on over here when we said that the Neveira belongs to the Nizak? What's the pshat? Is the pshat that really I should have had to pay the guy a live animal? Yeah, Agamara. He wants his live animal. He doesn't want a dead animal. So when I damage him 200, yeah, I killed his animal. And now it's worth 50. Is the pshat that I really damaged you 200, but we have a carcass over here, so the Torah says you have to take the carcass as payment? Or is it, no, I only damaged you 150 because what you had before was 200, now you have 50, I only damaged you 150. It's not that I'm paying you in carcass, it's that, or you have to take the carcass as a down payment. It's rather, all I damaged you was the difference. Is all I damaged you was the difference? Or, no, I damaged you the whole squirrel. Just we have a carcass over here. You're taking that as a down payment. What's going on? So look at the Yechezkel. He says, that's the machlokes of Rishonim between Tosis and the Ravid. He says, who? The Havamina, I would have thought, the Kevan, the Chsiv, Shor, Tachas, Hashor, Hamazim, Eschai, Bekulo. You had a squirrel worth 200. I killed it. Forget about a carcass. You want your live squirrel back. I have to give you a live squirrel back. 200. The Torah declared that the, you know, part of the tashlumen, a down payment, is the carcass. So kamod masi yehevle b'shan neveilos. I could have given you another neveilo. Certainly, I could give you this carcass. Umishum haki. Therefore, havamina the kol zman shalom bedin. 1 minute. But when is the payment made? When is the payment made? At the time of Hamad Bedin. So I would have thought if it goes down in value, if I really have to pay you 200, yeah? I damaged your squirrel. Originally it was worth 200. Now it's worth 50. So I would have thought, and at the time Hamad Bedin it's 10. But is this 50, I really have to pay you 150 because that's the difference in the damage that I caused? Or do we say, no, I really caused you $200 worth of damage because you wanted a live squirrel. You don't want to deal with this carcass. Just you're forced to take it as payment. But when do you receive payment? You receive payment at the time of Hamad Bedin. Ah, so maybe I would have thought that the change in value that happens between, yeah, let's say these are three points on a timeline, that happens between point B and C is whose responsibility? That's the responsibility of the mazik. It's really mine. Just you have to take it as a down payment. I really owe you 200. So I might have thought even if the value dropped has nothing to do with the mazik. Yeah, but it does have to do with you because who owns it in between point B and point C? The mazik. Just the nizak has to take it as a kind of the Torah forces you to take this as payment. So then even if it drops nothing to do with me, maybe I should have had to pay 190. And the Gezeris HaKosov, HaMaseyelo, comes to teach me, no, he accepts down payment here at point B. And therefore, I'm not obligated to eat that loss. The answer, but what would we have thought without the Xeris HaKosov? Of course, value dropped. Why should that be on the mazik? Of course, the Nizak has to eat that. I don't need Xeris HaKosov, HaMaseyelo. No, you do. Why? Because it's not the pshat that I only have to pay the difference of the damage that I caused. I really should have had to pay all 200. Sure, that was a sure. I have to replace what you had. But we have a carcass over here. Okay, so you'll take payment of the carcass over here. That's when it becomes yours. But therefore, if it drops in value between point B and point C, that's on the mazik. No, kamash malon. Therefore, the Xeris HaKosov teaches me right away the carcass goes into the reshus of the nizak, and it's upon him to deal with it as he wants. That's what the Ravid is teaching us. Yeah.
So who's holding the carcass?
The Xeris HaKosov teaches us that it's the Nizak.
Why would we have thought that it's the Mazik?
Because I killed your squirrel. So you said, I don't want dead squirrels. You handle it. I went down in value. Sorry, don't kill my squirrel. You know, that's your fault.
Because you killed the Mazik killed
the Mazik killed her. I say I'm not in the business of dead squirrel meat. I don't want to know anything from this. I don't want to deal with blood and guts and whatever. That's you handle that. And if it goes down in value, that's your fault. You know, it's not your fault, but it's your problem, not mine. Kamash Malan Vames Yelo. Right away, this payment is levied to the Nizak. It's yours. You deal with it. That's the Xeris HaKosev. If I would have said, though, Tyson and the Rush don't say this. You know why Tyson and the Rush don't say this? Because they feel, no, the chiyuv of Nezikin is not to replace your squirrel. Oh, you're a live animal. The chiyuv of Nezikin is to pay for bottom line damages. And I only caused you bottom line damages of 150 because your animal was 200. Now it's 50. That's still yours. It was yours. It is yours. I have nothing to do with this. I didn't take ownership of your animal. It's yours. I only caused you a damage of 150. That's all I'm going to pay you. And if it goes down in value, of course it's punishment that's on you, not on me. I don't need Xeris HaKosov to teach me that. Yeah. Okay. So let's read in the Divya Chesko. He says over here, V'alkokok tzorch leimar. The das harai, but who? The havamino. The kevan d'chsiv shar tachas ha-shar. Hamazik mischayev b'kulo. Oh, the shum lo osin avela asma b'toris tashlumen. The Torah made it into a tashlumen. Kamo d'matzi yehevle b'shar navelos. Just like I pay you with other things. B'shum haki havamina. The kolz man shalo amed b'din. V'lo kiva hanavela b'toris tashlumen. Harei b'shus hamazik. I would have thought until the time of Amar b'din, when I actually pay you, it belongs to the mazik. B'shum haki yisrekod the pekas navela l'nizak. Therefore, we need Xeris HaKosov to teach me. No, the nizak takes ownership of it earlier from the time of the hezek. Aval Taisis Latamayu, Taisis does not say that the Mazik lo mischayu bekulo. The Mazik never became obligated to replenish, to restore your live animal. El Kamo Shehizik. I have to pay the difference, the damage. Bilvab, the Nimsa, the Nevela Atzma, Einabaturas Heziklau. The Nevela was never included in the Hezik, the Einab Mischayu Lahashim Bilvad. I only have to make good on the difference. The Imkem, the Pekazula, lo Tarakwa. Of course, if it goes down in value, from the time of the Hezek, the time of the Mudah B'din, that's not on the Mazik. Lo Tarakwa, the Misvar Yadina, the Pekos Anizik, came in the Mazik, on his Chayef, that has nothing to do with me, the dead animal. El Kamosha Hezek, I don't have to pay the difference. So that's why Tosis doesn't say that. That's why Tosis doesn't say that. Okay, but now we're left with the following Shiloh. According to the Ravid, what did we think? What do we need Xeris HaKosov to teach us? That's what we asked. The rabbit says, Agamar is talking about where the value went down. It just dropped. The value of squirrels or whatever dropped from point B to point C. Who is responsible for that? I would have thought it's the Mazik. Because he's really had to pay back Shor, Taksa Shor, the whole amount of 200. The carcass here is my responsibility. So at the time of a mother bidin, the Nizik takes it. I should have to pay the 190. No, Xeris HaKosov comes to teach me that the Nizak takes ownership of the carcass immediately, as, you know, over here, I only have to pay 150. What is Xeris HaKosov, according to the Ravid, coming to teach me? Is it coming to teach me that this entire thing was wrong? That really you're not obligated to pay 200. You're only obligated to pay the difference, like Tysus thought initially. The chiyuv of Nezikin is only to pay the damaged bottom line. Not that I have to restore your animal to the way that it was and buy you a new squirrel of 200. No. All I have to pay is the difference. It was 200, now it's 50. All I'm obligated is in 150. It's not payment at all. I'm just was never obligated in the first place. Or no, the Xeris HaKosov is teaching me, even though it is payment, really I should have been obligated to pay all 200. Just as a carcass over here, I can pay you with carcasses. So is the pshat that the payment takes place not at the time of the Amad Bedin, but it takes place at the time of the Hezek? What's the pshat of the Kamash Malon? Methodologically, we can always ask this. Whenever you have a havamina, one thing, and a pasuk that comes to teach us that it's not so, the Kamash Malon, is the Kamash Malon teaching us, even though it is so, the halacha is not that way? Or no, the whole havamina was wrong. So is the whole havamina wrong over here? I don't have to pay 200, all I have to pay is the 150, the difference in the damage that I caused? Or no, you still have to pay 200.
I would have thought, though, if it goes down in value between point B and point C, that's on the mazik, because he doesn't take payment until the time of Mother Vidin. No, Kamash Mulan, he takes payment over here, but it really is just a down payment. You really were obligated to pay all 200. What's the pshat maskana? So that's the suffix that the Divrei Yechezkel has. It's well known as the suffix of the Afike Yam. Afike Yam, Zechiel Michal Rabinowitz, was one of the foremost. He has two volumes to say for the Afike Yam. The first volume was before he learned by Reb Chaim. He was from Lechovich. But the first volume was before he learned by Reb Chaim. The second volume was after he learned by Reb Chaim. So he says in the Hakdam to the second volume, his world was opened, you know, after his eyes were opened after learning by Reb Chaim. So actually, in the old edition, the Afike Yam, you don't see this anymore because it's printed in block print. So the first volume was very scrunched and in Rashi print. And the second volume was in block print, and it's very organized and very easy to read. So kind of like his world opened up after learning by Reb Chaim Brisker. Anyway, this is known as the suffix of the Afike Yam, but the Divrei Yechezkel has the same suffix. They quote in the name of Reb Chaim, the same suffix. He says over here, Oishei, V'tzarech, Adayin tzarech l'modoy l'das harayvin. The Mefar Shadina, the Pekas Neveo, B'yukar V'zula, that our case is talking about up and down in value because of the market. V'had the Yitzrach, not because the wound got worse, the market went up and down. Why do I need exeris a to teach me that that's on the nizik, not on the mazik? I would have thought that Kevin the Siv Shortakas Ashorn is Chayav HaMazik Bekulo. I'm obligated to pay all 200. Even the carcass I'm obligated to pay. Mishum Haki Goli Kral, the Pekas Nevela, the nizik. Kamash Malan, that the Pekas Nevela, the up and down in value fluctuation belongs to, you know, it's the nizik's problem, not the mazik. Ufiza Yeshlish Topic. Meaning, did we not rescind that svara? Did a veil asim b'toras hezek? V'hi asim b'chal tashlumin. It really is a payment. Initially, we thought that tashlumin havi b'shas hamadu b'din. We go like that tashlumin havi b'shas misa. The Kamash one is teaching us that you don't pay at the time of Mother B'din, you pay at the time that the hezek occurs. The nizak takes over at that point. Oh, Dilma. It's a down payment even before our mother b'din. Oh, Dilma, the Acha, the Gali Kro, the Pekas Nevela Nizak, Hadrina Mehach Taima. No, we retracted the whole Svara. The Asaka, the Aitik, the Sphere, the Zehu Gufa Gali Kro, the Nevela Azma, Inu Bechal Hezek. What's going on? Is it that the Nevela is not included in the Hezek, or is the Nevela still a down payment on the Hezek? So the Afike Yam has a Raya. A Raya from back in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Daru Madav. Everybody, so turn back to Lamed Daf Lamed Aleph. It's a Mishnah. Azari. Look at the Mishnah.
What does the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah says over here, Lamed Daf Lamed Aleph. Shor Shavim Asayim. Shanagach, you have an animal that's worth 200. Shanagach Shor Shavim Asayim. It kills another animal worth 200. Then a veil, it's got totally roadkill. It's not worth anything. So Amar Meir Al Zeh Nemar Umachres Hashor Hachai V'Chatzu Es Kaspo. If the animal is a short tom, you sell the live shor and you split it. So how much does each party get? How much does each party get, Chevra? It was 200. The other animal was 200. The other animal, the loser of the fight, was garnished. But it was my animal's a short tom. My animal was 200. We sell the animal and we split it. So how much does each party get? 100. 100. All right. Amar Meir Zal Nemar Machor Zal Nemar Machor Zal Nemar Machor Zal Nemar. Of course, he agrees. But Kayam Tu Machor Zal Nemar Machor Zal Nemar Kaspo. You fulfill the first pasuk. Machor Zal Nemar Machor Zal Nemar Kaspo. Lo Kayam Tu V'gam Es Hameis Yechatzun. That's the pasuk. This week's parasha, if you have a shor, tam umachras a shor achai v'chatzu es kaspo v'gam es hameis yechatzun. If the mace is worth something, so then we split the mace. So what's that case? Ve'ezah zeh shor shavim asayim shenaga shor shavim asayim. Each one is worth 200. V'nevela yofa chamishim. The nevela is worth 50. So zeh noto chatzi achai v'chatzi hameis. Zeh noto chatzi achai v'chatzi hameis. So what's the case?
This is worth 200, mazik, the nizak, the animals were 200. What happens after, though? This goes down to 50. That's the hezek that occurred. Okay. Okay? So what do? We split this 100 and 100. We split this 25, 25. And what does each party end up with? Each party ends up with 125.
Yep.
Each party ends up with 125.
That's the Mishnah.
Okay? We split this animal, we split the carcass, and the Bela, each party ends up with 125. Now, Azoi. How much did this guy get damaged? How much damage did Nisak sustain? This was worth 200, worth 50. He got damaged 150. How much does a shor pay? Chatzi nezek. What's chatzi nezek? Half of 150, higher mathematics, never. 75. In the end, did the mazik pay 75? He paid how much? 75. He was originally worth 200. Now it's worth 125. How much did he lose? 75. So he paid chatzi nezek. This guy sitting in the end was worth 50. It's now worth 125. How much did he get? He got 75. We see? He had 200. He now has 125. He had 200. He now has 125. So each one, he got paid 75. He lost 150, and he got paid 75. Chatzi nezek. Yeah, that's how chatzi nezek works. That's assuming what? Assuming how much was the damage? 150. That's how much the damage was. Did he get paid chatzi nezek? Yes, he got paid 75. Says the Afikei Amazoi. He says, but let's say you would say, like we said for the Ravid initially, how much do you have to pay if you kill a guy's live animal? How much do you have to pay if you kill a live animal? Says the Ravid, you should have had to pay all 200. But what? You pay the Nevela as a down payment of 50. If that's the case, says the Fikayam, how much did you really get damaged? You got damaged not 150, you got damaged 200. What is the 50? The 50 is payment, but how much did you really receive if you got damaged 200? You didn't get damaged 150, the difference. You got that, and I have to pay Nezek, paying Hentashume, Nezikin is paying the difference. No, you got damaged 200, you're entitled to a shor, tachas ashor. You're entitled to a live animal. How much did you get damaged? You got damaged 200. What then is Chatzi Nezek? Chatzi Nezek is 100. That's what you should end up with. So you get 50 in the carcass, but then what do you get afterwards? You get another 75. So you end up with 125. That's not fair. That's more than you're entitled to. Because the 50 was payment. So the 50 counts twice. Why? Because you are entitled to chatzi nezek. So when you get paid 50, that's in keneged 100 of the hezek. So that's, you're only entitled to 200. So the 50, you should have only gotten another 50. That's all you're entitled to. Because you're entitled to chatzi nezek, your hezek was 200, but here you are getting 125. Says the Fikeya, must be that this is wrong. Must be the maskana, we hold that nezikin is the payment of the difference between what it was worth initially and what it's worth now, which is 150, therefore you're entitled to 75. The carcass for 75, you get 125. So Fikeyam says he proves that the chiv of nezikin is not to pay back a live animal, 200, and just the 50 is a down payment. The chiv of nezikin is only to pay the difference. That's the rai of the Afikeyam. Genius. Yeah, genius. Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be correct. Why? I mean, it's a brilliant rai. I never would have thought of that. Because the stipler says over here, Azoi, look at the stipler, Kilos Yaakov, Oizbar. The stipler says, come on. He says, even if this is payment, don't tell me this counts twice because you're only kind of a chatzi nezek. It's a down payment. Down payments are not the same as payments made later. Says the stipler, and he has died the ain araya. The vade ain anu omim shamazik kana neveu machzir b'toras tashuva mishalo. No one really thinks the mazik actually takes hold of this carcass and then gives it back as payment. You really lost a shor shavu 200.
This is considered to be like a down payment. It's a payment, but it's not the same type of payment that, you know, as the other payments. This is a down payment, not that the mazik is actually making it later. Every dinar exempts you of a damage of two dinrim. That only applies to things that I paid on my own, not the things that were originally yours and I'm just giving back to you as a down payment. Okay, Chavis, he says, really, it's not the, come on. He says, of course, when you pay Chatzin Hezek, every dinar that you pay corresponds to two dinrim of Hezek, but that's only with regards to payment that you actually made anew. Not this kind of down payment of the carcass. The carcass is not going to exempt you from, you know, one dinar for two dinrim of damage. So he said, of course, the guy's entitled to 125, not just to 100. So it could be. It could be. The Stipo says this case is really not the same as ours. But it could be. We have two ways of viewing this halacha. Why is it that if a person damages the animal of his friend, yeah, originally it was 200, now the carcass is 50, so why is it that he only has to pay 150? Is it because you only have to pay the difference in the damage that you caused and the carcass always belonging to the nizak? Or is it, no, the carcass belonging to the mazik, not the same as regular tashlumen, belonging to the mazik, but it's treated as a down payment to the nizak. It's still a tashlumen. And when you cause damage, you're really obligated to restore the guy what the guy had initially. You're really obligated to pay all 200, just the 50 is a carcass. So that's you know, considered to be a kind of payment. So it could be that this suffix, Reb Shmuel writes in his Kedusha, Reb Shmuel, Shmuel Rosovsky, that perhaps it's dependent on two opinions in the Ramah. Look over here, Oizayin, Ramah says in Simon Tov, Gimel Sif Beis, Peches Nevela Lenizak. If the carcass goes down in value, that's over here, yeah? Goes down in value from point B to point C, who eats that, you know, who is obligated to sustain that loss? Lenizak. Says the Ramah, V'davka shenoda l'nizak b'shas misa. What if we split up the timeline a little bit? What do I mean by that? Split up the timeline. Let's say, Hezek. For the et nodalo. When he finds out about it. And he is how mother did. 10 at the time of our mother today. So the Ramah has two opinions. V'davka shenoda l'nizik b'shas misa. That's only if he knows about it at the time the hezek occurred. What if he doesn't find out about it until the value already dropped a little bit? V'davka shenoda l'nizik b'shas misa. V'mo noda lo ha-pechas al ha-mazik ad she-yode l'nizik. So if the value dropped from 50 to 40 before the nizak ever found out about it, so then this guy's got to pay 160. You have to pay 160. The other opinion in the Ramah is, no. The other opinion in the Ramah is that it has nothing to do with Nodalo. It has to do with the time of the Hezek. And all he has to pay is 150. The fact that he didn't know about it has nothing to do with me. It says, V'yesh kolkim de bezula afagav to go nodilo havishal nizak. That belongs to the nizak. So if it goes down from 50 to 40, even though he didn't know about it, that's the nizak's problem. All I have to pay is the 150. So Shmuel claims that these two opinions hinge on this machlokes that we had. What's the pshat that the Xeris HaKatzif is coming to teach me that at the time that the hezek occurred, it's already in the reshus of the nizak? Is it coming to teach me that I only have to pay for the damage that I caused, the difference between what it was worth before and what it's worth now? Everything, but it belongs to the nizak the whole time. So if that's the case, if it drops in value, has nothing to do with me, I don't have to suffer that loss, all I have to pay is 150. The other opinion, the Ramah says, no, it's treated as a tashlumen. When does the tashlumen happen? You really obligated all 200. When does the tashlumen happen? The tashlumen happens whenever, not when we said it doesn't happen at the time of a mother bedin, that's the Xeris HaKatzif, but it happens earlier. But does it happen earlier at the time of the Hezek, or maybe only at the time of Nodalo, when he finds out about it? Then we could call it a Tashlumin.
Ah, so then if it drops in value in the interim, that's on the mazik to sustain that loss. It'd have to pay him 160.
So Shmuel claims that perhaps that's the two opinions over here in the Ramah. How do we come out from maskana? Is it a payment, in which case until he knows about it, that I make the payments on me? Or do we treat it that it always belonged to the nizak, and therefore I don't have to pay for the difference between 200 and 150. 250, I don't have to pay 150. Perhaps it depends on this issue. But this issue, Rabbi Isaac, goes back to a bigger issue we discussed the whole time. Last semester, is what is a chiyuv of nezikin? Is a chiyuv of nezikin, we're going to continue with this a little bit tomorrow, is a chiyuv of nezikin to restore the item to what it was initially? Or is a chiyuv of nezikin to pay the difference in damage? Anybody hear about this painting case? The painting that shredded?
Yeah.
You heard about it?
Banksy.
It
went up in value.
But it went up in value. So do you have to pay for such a damage? It went up in value. Everybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but it took time to go up.
No,
I think initially, right?
There's this anonymous painter from the UK.